Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
T-minus 1 week till election day. A.K.A. maybe the end of the world. I'm kidding. That's dramatic. My Midwest people, you probably experienced a little bit of snow, maybe ice this week, because that's for sure what'll make 2020 just way better. So midweek, hope you're hanging in there. Wednesday, October 28th. And episode, this is 59, I believe. Episode 60, we'll be maybe chatting about the election. Not much, because you know I'm not a politics guy. You know, we don't come to this podcast for politics. Except for my great impressions. It's quite frankly, Sleepy Joe. Donna, would you shut up, man? That's my impression. I know I'm workshopping them. By next week, they'll be great. Thanks for coming on back, Correct Opinions. Hope you're having a good one. We're almost to November. My gosh. Halloween weekend? That's always fun, right? I'm not sure the protocol on trick-or-treating. I need to do a little research on that. If I got to, like, maybe I just got a kid rings the doorbell. I'm like, hey, step back. And I just pelt him with a Heath bar. Oh, my God. Now I'm excited. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. I'm happy to do my part. Okay, you ring my doorbell. Hello, ma'am. Oh, what are you this year? Oh, you're Spider-Man 4. Oh, you're Vin Diesel from Fast and Furious 28. Here's your almond joy. Gives me joy. Get all of that. Man, that was a stretch. All Fast and the Furious. Okay, we're gonna roll music. We're gonna get after this, guys. You guys are my homies. Thanks for coming on back. Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Fast and Furious ending after next 3 movies. You guys know my deal with Fast and Furious. This news, do you ever just, life's just beating you down? It's just like global pandemic and everything. And finally, God just gives you a little morsel. He said, hey, man, hang in there. I'm like, I need a miracle, man. I need something, because it's just negative after just bad thing after bad thing. He goes, hey. And it's in a whisper, right? It comes in the night. I wake up. I go, what? Fast and the Furious. Hey, life might be eternal, but Fast and the Furious isn't. They're going to stop after 11. I was like, oh my God. Thank you. Is Vin Diesel still even going to be alive? Wow. It's going to end after 3 more movies. And the original game plan, Fast and Furious 9 was to have been released back in May 2020. Fast and Furious 10 would have been the next year. And They confirmed this week, Universal Pictures confirmed that the main Fast and the Furious franchise will wrap up with Fast and Furious 11. Woo! Yeah, they'll have back Vin Diesel, Ludacris, the whole gang. No Gal Gadot. The Imagine video might have. There's also just noting this is just the core franchise we're talking about here, as plans for Hobbs and Shaw sequel starring Dwayne Johnson are still in... Good one, God. Funny. All right, so I get it. Fast Furious 11, they're going to end with that, but they're like, hey, you know this Vin Diesel guy? He's getting old. But we got a new big bald guy for you. Step on in here, The Rock. We're gonna collab with Transformers, and The Rock's gonna turn into a car. And he's gonna drift around the weight room. Come on, Jason. We're gonna collab with Jason Bourne, and The Rock's gonna give birth to a car. That doesn't have to do with Jason Bourne. Just the last name. We need the rights to. Oh, y'all know my thoughts about The Rock too. Great guy, works hard, but. There was a viral video of him the other day. He's like, here in the Iron Paradise, things get a little chippy. And he's got like what looks like a paper cut in his eye. And he like licks the blood. And all the sports center are like, The Rock's out here drinking his own blood. Number one, Halloween, spooky time. Not that cool. Also, isn't that like 6 years old? And you, I mean, I was around a toddler over the weekend eating dirt. Should I be impressed by that? The Rock drinks his own blood. Well, 6-week-olds eat June bugs and dirt. So I guess we're all tough or we're all idiots. One of the two. Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw, Fast and Furious 11, and Rocky. The Rock and Rocky are going to get in cars while Rocky ghost rides the whip and fights another boxer in another car. It's like, who's so... That's enough. So, at least Fast and Furious is coming to an end. We can keep moving on. I hope you guys are having a good week. I checked in last week. I said, hey, I'm always... Also, excuse the... I'm kind of makeshift this studio, if you're watching it. Shout out. Go follow Tricking Youth Studios YouTube channel. We're growing it. We're up at 10K. Thank you. And, you know, or if you're watching on Facebook, piecemealing together the studio. We're getting it there. Also, my correct opinion sign doesn't work anymore, which is just great. I love that. And I was like, hey, y'all give me feedback. Give me constructive criticism. You know where to hit me up. correctopinions@trakina.com or the Instagram, correctopinions. Allison, I want to thank you because you guys are too nice. A lot of you are like, we love it. No one gave me constructive criticism except Allison. And not only did she give me constructive criticism, she roasted me pretty good. So roast me, guys, because what's funnier than that? Allison goes. I wish I was funny enough to come up with a good way to roast you. It was still pretty funny. But please stop the constant complaining about moving. Incorrect Opinions and your other podcast, Do Less, God Bless. You sound like a spoiled baby. Poor me, I'm getting this brand new house with everything new. How dare it cause a little inconvenience? Laughing emoji. Has anyone else complained about this? Still love you and the podcast. Thanks for the entertainment. I wrote her back and said, wow, noted. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Because guys, I gotta listen. On the one hand, are all my opinions correct and everything I say is right? Yes, we know that. But at the same time, I like when y'all keep me in check because I'm sure it has been annoying. And if you notice, I stopped. So y'all hit me. I'm all ears. So thank you, Allison. That was great.
I'm getting moving to a new house and I gotta unpack all my boxes.
Shut up, Trey. You know what triggers me? When Trey whines about moving. Shut up, Trey. All right, Trey. Bo. You know what, Trey? How about one of these?
Shut up.
This is your own voice singing to you, dude.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Oh. That's how we do it here on Correct Opinions. I went to the eye doctor recently. A little checkup. It's funny when you get a wife, all of a sudden you have all these checkups. What about your eyes? There's history of this in your family. You need to go get it. Okay. So a lot of checkups. Went to an eye doctor, which is good. I'm getting glasses. Kind of excited for that. I I don't need them that much, but just far away. He's like, you might struggle to drive at night. I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'm doing all right, but. And then they showed me when they fixed it. I was like, oh, leaves aren't blurry. I'm exaggerating, but just a little. But I'm excited. It's kind of a fun accessory. Man, I'm manly. Call things accessories. I went to the eye doctor, and if you're an OG listener, I mentioned this before, but I'm fascinated because I think so much of our health is mental, right? I went, and he's like, you don't fully blink. I'm like, what do you, huh? And you know what it is? Because my eyes are always peeled for opportunities. That's what I told him. He told me to get out. He's like, you don't blink all the way. Interesting. He's like, so you're probably susceptible to dry eyes. Do you feel like you struggle with dry eyes? I'm like, maybe sometimes, but not really. He's like, okay, well, yeah, I know. We'll just have to keep an eye on that because sometimes that can just get worse. And, you know, a lot of people suffer with that. Some people get so bad, they're suicidal. Anyway, so the rest looks good. And I was like, well, okay, what? Doctors do that. And I get they're desensitized to it because they're doing this all the time. But you can't drop a little nugget that, yeah, this might get so bad you might want to just leave the earth. But for now, you're fine. So we'll see in a year. I was like, can we talk a little more about that? And now, ever since I've been like, my eyes are so dry. The only thing that changed is mentally now I'm aware of it. And now I feel it. It's so mental. Like I had a phase where I had a little acid reflux. And then you like see an article or something and you're like, but that could cause cancer. And then I could lose my voice. And if I don't have a voice, I can't make a living. And then I'm a homeless guy. And then the doctor's like, it's fine. Here's a little pill. And I take it. I'm fine. Granted, they're, you know, it's good to be, you know, paying attention to what your body's doing. But I'm a psychopath. So now I'm going blind or something. I don't know. But I just love when doctors do that. You're kind of on a full, you're on a one-way street to hating your eyes. Anyways, I got to go get a lunch. You're like, what? I'm addicted to fantasy football. That's another thing I need to tell y'all. As I'm doing kind of adult things and moving, not complaining about it, but then you have to like change bills and you have to, you know, and I'm like doing shows and stuff. I have, you know, big boy stuff like taxes, this stuff. Like I still fully don't know if I'm like doing anything properly, but I could tell you a remarkable bit of info on fantasy football. Right? Like hey, your tax. So people ask me, like, you know, I'm just curious, you know, how do you make money? How do taxes work? I'm like, And they're like, who should I start in my flex? I'm like, listen, I got news. This guy, he's coming off a bye week. He's feeling healthy. You know, I need to be a little more, I'm like debiting and crediting my fantasy football lineup, but not like balance sheets. You know what I mean? I should probably grow up. I kind of like the snow. Snow's out here in the Midwest a little bit. I like it for a bit, and then I hate it. It's kind of pretty, you know. At the start, you're like, okay, I can do this. I got the fire on, I got the coffee going. But yeah, they're like the cases are surging, and I swear, if we have to go in another lockdown, if we have to, we have to. But my gosh, can you imagine being locked down when it's just snow on the ground? You're like, I already am locked down. I can't even go anywhere at all. But hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully everyone's doing well. Everyone's feeling safe. The vibes are on. They're not off. I hope their vibes are on. Because on Correct Opinions, the vibes are always on. Okay, I got sent a couple good stuff from y'all. You guys know where to send it. Thanks for the love. Also, I have a bonus podcast every week where if you saw the new merch, it's fire. It's flying off the shelves. Thank you, guys. And if you become a Do Less guest, you could win the new merch. That's where you get a bonus podcast episode every week. You get access to my private Instagram. You get bloopers. You get behind the scenes, all sorts of stuff. You get discounts on merch, even. TreyKinney.com/DLG. Come be a Do Less guest. We're a family. Okay, this submission is a little something different. We don't actually have a segment for this, but this is so bizarre. A young lady sent me this. Shout out to you. It was this guy's initial message on a dating app. I'm not sure which app this is. Looks like maybe, what'd she say? She's from London. Sorry, that was rude. I don't know if you're planning to do another roast of messages from online dating apps, but I have one. This is all one message, and I had to share. Maybe in a dramatic reading. So yeah, I think this is a dramatic romantic reading. So, this young man says, "Hello. I was taken aback by your energy and your photos, but I would love to connect a little deeper than just being superficial. You? I have enough respect for women to be completely open and honest, so let's see how this works out for me. Fingers crosses." Okay, might want to double check that, buddy. It's crazy how in two sentences, 99% of girls are like, okay, this guy's a crazy person. "I'm not defining what I'm looking for. Every soul is unique. Maybe it's a connection. Someone that can blow my mind. This can be friendship, love, or even a soul connection. I am an open soul. There is no expectations or judgments on my part." He's spelling soul like a foot. Every foot is unique, man. Which guys at dating apps do say, now that I'm saying that. "I love souls. Every one of them's unique. Not a one that's the same." "We can be friends. We can fall in love. Or we connect our feet. Interlock our fingies. Our foot fingers. Touch your foot fingers to mine. I am an open soul. I'll dip my toes in anything, baby girl. By the way, I'm Jeremy." "Superficiality doesn't agree with me, so I'm not very good at dating." Yeah, that's why. "I prefer to build meaningful connections with intimacy, friendship, and developing depth, trust, and great..." He mentions a sexual thing. Like, what, dude? "Just a very quick intro, as I know you must be inundated with messages," which this young lady underlined. Just a quick intro. And, I mean, this goes on for paragraphs. "Before I take up too much of your time, let me just get to the intro." That was the intro to the intro. "Just a quick intro, as I know you must be inundated with messages." I'm going to do a different... I feel like this guy talks more like this. "I am a yoga teacher based in London. I also work in London as a life love coach." Oh, man! It never fails, does it? Oh, imagine this guy coaching you in life. "All right, man. What do you need help on?" "I need help dating." "Have you used my template? Here's the intro to the intro, and then you're going to want to do the intro. Then there's the outro to the intro. There's the outro to the intro to the intro. Then the outro to the intro. "I am big on energy, and it is important to me to share energy of the mid as soul, as well as just the physical. What turns me on?" Okay, nobody asked that, bucko. "I'm glad you asked. What an intro. I just like to know, we could be friends. Maybe maybe our souls could connect. Here's what I do for a living. By the way, what turns me on? Glad you asked. Easy. Intellect and a strong, powerful woman. I yearn to be aroused by intellect as well as loins." What? You can't just throw that word out there. "A woman who is comfortable to speak her mind. I'm rather strange like that." It just sounds like you're not a sexist. "By the way, I'm a little bit of a one-of-a-kind guy. I allow my women to speak." What an idiot. "I have a wild..." "Not to brag, but what turns me on? Viewing women as equal to me. I'm a little bit of a unique..." Okay. Is this guy a time traveler? "Hello, let me intro you to how I like to connect to a woman. I allow her to have her own opinions, What year is it in your mind, life coach? Here's the deal, man. Here's the key. Thanks for hiring me. You want to shoot a long message, and you're going to make it clear that you agree that women should vote. Like, what? Dude, I think... I have a wild love for life. I am a complex being that enjoys vegan cooking. It's unbelievable how unbranded. Yoga, activism, regenerating this beautiful living planet, traveling, loads of connections, social ecology, an insane amount of internal spirituality. People also say I'm fun! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. What woman in her right mind reads this and is like, yes, this is what I've been looking for. This sounds like what a guy would like if he's like kidnapped somebody. He'd give this rundown. Listen, I'm a good guy, okay? I'm fun. Yeah, I got a problem, but let's touch our feet. This is all time. I can be very playful, sensual. And if that means being an ethnically non-monogamous relationship, I'm open to that notion as well. Have to adapt with the times. This guy's from the 70s, I think. I love romance. I would say romance for me is part of verbal energy. We live in a society where caring and being loving is secondary, not for me. I would love to romance your socks off. More feet thing. I don't have an issue with intimacy. In fact, I love cuddles, hugs, kisses, holding hands. My mama raised me right. This is red flag to red flag. By the way, I'll be the first to explain, I don't struggle with intimacy at all. Listen, okay. Imagine being on a first date. I want to get something out real quick. Listen. I view you as equal, and I'm not scared to be intimate. So, I am tantric. I don't even know what that word means. I hope it's appropriate. He again mentions he's aroused by intellect. I'm just keeping it real. Looking forward to connecting with you. Peace, love, and light. All right. That was another dramatic reading. Oh, that one was all time. Poor. What is it like to be a woman on a dating app? What is it like to be a woman? Poor you guys. You gotta still have to deal with a lot of stuff. Whew. Just an intro. Let me get to the intro. So thank you so much for sharing. Krimi from London. Appreciate the love. Hope you enjoy that. That was another dramatic reading. And that was an all-time one, man. I love that one.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Have y'all seen these new trend of like a blind date photo shoot? And so it'll be a snapshot. Let me just paint a picture. It'll be a snapshot. It'll be like 100 photos lined up. And so it's like the first photo is them blindfolded back to back, and then they like take them off, they turn around, and then they look at each other and they're like smiling, and they're taking photos together, and they're holding hands together. And then by the end of it, they're taking photos of them like making out. What this is? You're on a rocky road here. Who does this? Someone sent me this one. It's that it's like this country boy back to this lady. And by the end of it, they're kissing on literally standing in the bed of a pickup truck. It's like, this is a production deal away from being the next horrible Netflix dating show. Two people, both single. We blindfold them and take photos of them until they smooch. Tune in as Netflix premieres from without sight to tongue fight. I don't know. They would name it something like that. If you don't know it, just look it up, because they're happening everywhere. I'm seeing them all over the place. Of course, they always end with smooches. It's just strange. People getting so... It's like there's less and less of just very normal, like, hey, I'd be interested in you. Could we grab dinner? Hey, we both agree on this. Let's continue. It's like, we're going to get two people. We're going to blindfold them. We're going to put them in a room. We're going to take photos of them. Then we're going to put them in a plant nursery. And then we're going to get them on top of a fiddle leaf. And they're going to give each other butterfly kisses. Just go grab coffee and talk. And leave us out of it. We got engaged. He flew a hot air balloon over the Eiffel Tower. Then we skydived. And with a cow, because we grew up on the farm. And when we all landed, the ring was on the udder of the cow, and he proposed, and Dierks Bentley came out. You're like, dude, just ask her to marry you and leave us out of it. All of it is so much. And that's all, period. End of story. Coffee drink. Coffee break. Okay, thank you to someone sending it. I got to keep this one anonymous, but this is a good one. This is a juicy coworker email. I was sent in by a listener. Thank you so much. She says, I guess this person works kind of a new person. They're sending this out, and let's just read it. Hello, everyone. Please help me welcome to the newest additions to the team. We'll call them Pam and Jim. That's fun. Pam joined the team on September 14th as a project coordinator supporting all projects. Pam has a degree in psychology and is currently studying to attain her bachelor's. She has extensive experience in administration. She will primarily support procurement and closeout efforts for the entire portfolio. Pam has been married to her husband for 36 years, and they have a daughter who is a nuclear engineer in the Navy. Okay, wow. She is also talented in the kitchen and loves to bake sourdough bread. Pam is Caucasian. Jim joined the team on Monday, October 12th as a project manager. In his role, Jim will take lead on one of our largest portfolios, 7-Eleven. Jim has two wonderful daughters that he says changed his life, and a rock-solid wife whose unwavering love and support enables him to conquer the world. Jim has a diverse background, and his experience includes operations in the fire service, oil field, and utilities. He also was an advanced weapons and tactics instructor, and the youngest director of quality control. Da da da. In his spare time, he enjoys studying aeronautical engineering, chemistry, and nuclear power, as well as energy and conventional-based propulsion. Fun facts, he broke the Mach barrier several times and pilots performance crafts. You know, so what's great about this? Number one, if you're a corporate job, I've had one for a little bit at one time, and yeah, they're like, hey, and today, you know, I worked for like a massive one. Like, we have 17 birthdays today, and they're a bunch of strangers. Like, I don't freaking care about, dude, I don't even know when, like, my, you know, I had like 7 groomsmen, 5 of them I don't know their birthdays. You think I care when Sally from HR's birthday is? Get this out of my email. Like, welcome to the team. And you know, they asked me, hey, we're going to kind of intro you, like, give us a little few sentences. And Pam was like, I've been married for 36 years. I like sourdough, you know. And then they're like, Jim, what do you got? He's like, in my free time, I'm basically Stephen Hawking. You're like, what are you doing? That's not... It sounds like your hobbies would get you a higher paying job than your job. Like, he's here to... Yeah, what's his position? He's going to be a project manager. You know, that's a great job. He's going to manage projects. And his free time, he is writing quantum physics theories. You're like, dude, just go do that for... What? In his spare time, he enjoys studying aeronautical engineering, chemistry, nuclear power, and energy-based propulsion. It's like, yeah, what do you do, man? I podcast. Yeah, I'm a podcaster. I do a podcast. Do you have any hobbies? Yeah, hobbies. Yeah, as a hobby, I actually run Apple. Like, okay, that doesn't feel... So you have those reversed. But he's broken the Mach barrier. I guess that's the sound barrier or something. So thanks for sending that in. Corporate emails. Yeah, I love to. And isn't that one of your favorite things when people are like, what have you been doing? Ah, just... getting caught up on emails. Emails is a great go-to to just mean you're kind of doing something. Like, I gotta do some emails. I've made a point to never say that. I don't get emails. What do you mean? I might sit down. Gonna do like 11 emails. How many emails do you really have? You'll be on a trip with somebody. Like, ugh. I made the mistake of checking work. When I get back Monday, I already have over 200 emails. Okay, 112 of them are... about Pam's birthday and Jim's new hire. So don't act like, you're like on a 4-day trip. On the day three, someone's like, oh, shouldn't have checked the work email. 130 of them. All right. You're not, 50 of those are on one thread that you're like CC'd on. You don't even have to, I gotta sit down and do some emails. Gotta do some email. I feel more overwhelmed by my text than my emails. I'm like, I gotta sit down. I had 9 friends text me today. Sit down and knock these out, Ted Gumbet. I mean, let's be real. Emails. I'm gonna start telling people that. You busy? Yeah, I gotta sit down and do some text. How many texts you got? 42. Wow. It's like people get more texts than emails. That's taking up more of my time than emails. I got 27 emails. I got 42 texts. Yeah, one of... half of them are in my fantasy football group, but I got to make sure I got to catch up on those. I got to read them. I got to think of my funny response to talk trash. I mean, that's a 20-minute ordeal. That's just that. I got to respond to this person, that person. I'm going to start doing that. I got to get back to all these people, man. A lot of emails? No, just friends texting me. Kind of getting tired of it. I'm kidding. Keep texting me, friends and fam. I'm kidding. Let's kind of end with this. This is... kind of a random submission, but it sounds too good to be true. I can't talk. Kids Bop. We all know it. Did you know they're still making these? They're up to like Kids Bop. That is a collab we need. Fast and Furious 62. Kids Bop 93. Here we go. And they're like doing harmonies for like the drifting sounds. Vroom, 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 vroom. The Rock. Ha ha. Where's my buddy Kevin Hart? Drifting through Japan. So this is a classic. Check this out. Remember the Harlem Shake? That was annoying. No way, dude. Listen to this. Kids. Drifting around the corner, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. They're just chanting shake, like... was this necessary to remix Kidz Bop? Vin Diesel comes around the corner, but he's like 90, so he's riding like a handicapped drift dragster. So he's like doing all the controls with his arms. The Rock's like president, and he's like doing donuts on the top of the White House. Kidz Bop. Okay. Oh, we just had to listen to that little nugget. That's good stuff. What else are y'all? hope you guys are. You guys have big Halloween plans? I hope you do. I'm going. My squad, Oklahoma State, big football game. Excuse me, take a drink of coffee. So I'm watching some sports. It's gonna be a nice weekend. I'm fired up about it. I'm going through Arkansas for a random thing. Love the people of Arkansas. Good times down there. And then I'm also going on tour very soon, next few weeks. TreyKennedy.com/tour. We've already sold out a few of the venues. Thanks so much. You know, if you're curious, you know, how's this working? You know, of course, it'll be spaced out. It'll be mask on, all that, if you're worried about it. Make sure it's really safe and comfortable for everyone. But I'm pumped. I'll be doing some stuff I've had in my pocket for a long time since we haven't toured. Try some new stuff as well. And it should be fun. It'll be small shows, be relaxed, get to meet some of y'all. So yeah, get your tickets before they're gone. TreyKennedy.com/tour. The first show is literally in like 3 weeks or something. So I got to get on it. But I'm so stoked to see y'all. Get on the road. Merch is out. Come be a Duelist guest. Just hired somebody to up the game on the whole thing. So you're going to want to subscribe to Trey Kennedy Studios because the visuals are going to be hot fire, basically. What else I got for y'all? You know, we're making new videos. My kickball injury is healed. I don't know if you guys know this. I did a full send into second base and had one of those like horrible like lesions across my whole shin that everyone who saw it would go, "Ooh, what happened?" And I have to go, I chose to do that on a kickball game as an adult in a game that didn't matter at all. And I see that's meant with some judgment, but, and now it's like coming off really bad. It looks like I have psoriasis. So it's a whole thing, but you know, other than that, we're doing pretty good. Fast and Furious is ending, so that's keeping my spirits up. That really is. You know what? I appreciate y'all's audience segment so much. Always send them to the email, or the Instagram. So I'm going to give a little shout out here. Sydney, thanks for being a listener. Thanks for sending them something, man. What do you got?
Okay, Trey. My name is Sydney. And
what's up, Sydney?
I'm driving home from work.
What's up, Sydney? Love that city. I'll throw another shrimp on the barbie.
And something
my accents are incredible.
Just really triggers me.
What do you got?
The fact that I'm looking at the vehicle next to me. He's in the car by himself, just a man driving his truck, wearing a mask. Why
classic.
Are people wearing a mask when they're by themselves in their vehicles driving down the road?
Thank you, Sydney. This has been a great question that we've needed to answer for a long time. Here's a few theories. Wearing your mask alone in your car. One theory. You just robbed a bank. If you'll see, you know, we've seen those movies, they'll wear a mask as they're driving away. So that's maybe, you know, that's a thing. If you see someone wearing a mask in their car, I think you got to call the police. Say, sir, I just saw what I believe to be a getaway vehicle. The driver was driving down the road. He was heading away from a bank because everywhere's away from a bank. And they had a mask on and they'll be like, okay, we're right away. And they get him and they're like, they pull him over. Sir, did you rob a bank? No. He goes, well, you have a mask on inside your vehicle. So you either robbed a bank or actually, you know what? You're arrested anyway for being a dingus. Another theory is maybe he had a lot of, I don't know, maybe he had baked beans for breakfast or something. He's like, man, I can't even stand my own brand. Those are the only two really reasons. So I think a little empathy here. It's like, did they rob a bank? Did they have beans for breakfast? Those are both possible. And really the only way, I forgot. I thought she was going to do like a road rage segment. I literally saw, let me preface this by saying this guy was okay. I saw him get out. The wreck wasn't that bad. But I was driving, and this guy just hauls by me going 20 over. He's tailgating this guy. You could tell it's a road rage situation. And I'm kind of annoyed. Like, come on, man. Like, wish this guy. And whenever, I feel like ever all of us, whenever we see that, we're like, I hope he gets pulled over. I hope, like, that's just, what is he doing? I kind of come around the corner, and I see the very end of him, like, tailing out and slamming into the median. And everyone's, of course, like slowing down and rubbernecking to see like what's going on. And he gets out. So he's okay. And I've got to admit, I kind of went, that's what he gets. I did that. I did. I saw this guy get in a crash. I had seen him road raging, driving like a maniac, zoom by me, slam on his brakes, speed up, turn the corner. I saw the very end of him hitting the median. I saw him get out, so he's okay. And I went, yes! And I drove on. Sometimes we have those thoughts as humans. I'm not proud of that thought, but I'm just saying, I don't know. Maybe he learned a lesson. Maybe he learned a lesson. Because, yeah. Also, when I went to, I was out and about like in a park, and I saw an early Halloween kid, I guess. He was by himself. He was probably 8 years old, and he had on a thing around his head that like maybe toddlers wear that makes you look like a sunflower. And he had on like hands that were leaves. And he was just by himself in the park. He looked like he's like been raised by dandelions or something. Like, what's up, you little flower boy? Where are your parents? Like, I was raised by the wildflowers. So a lot of weird, it's just a lot of weird stuff happening. We got the election coming up. This is my prediction who I think will win.
Shut up, shut up.
So I hope you guys have a great week. Shut up. Correct Opinions, episode 59. Appreciate y'all. Get tickets to the tour. Get your merch. Become a Dueless guest. All the good stuff. Get subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. It really helps. Tell your friends about it. Tell me what you want me to talk about. I love you guys. Thank you. Have a great week. Dueless, God bless. And I'll talk to you next Wednesday, as always, my babies. My little angels. Sorry I called you that. I won't do that again. Happy Halloween. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything I say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.